We're talking with David McCullough, and we've been talking about John Adams. I had the sense that you went out to find somebody you were going to spend 5 or 6 years with in writing a book, and you picked John Adams for a reason, or maybe many reasons.
Well, I wanted to go into that time, and I wanted to go into that time with the advantage of being able to see it through an individual. And John Adams, primarily because of his letters, private letters, personal letters, and especially those to his wife, and his diaries, lets us know him better, and we can know him better than any of the founding fathers.
Because he's stunningly well documented.
Because he's so candid. Because he invites us into his life. He's not doing it for us. He was doing it for his wife or his best friends or whatever.
Well, he also seemed to be honest with himself, which is not.
Oh,
always,
and severely critical of himself. He was always as rough as what was said about him. He was just as cognizant of his failings as anybody. And I wanted a story of that encompassed a great deal. Barbara Tuchman, whose work I hugely admire, once said that if you want to pick a good subject for a biography, pick someone who serves as a lens through which you can look at a whole time. And Adams does that. First of all, his lifespan is so long. He lives longer than any president in our history. And he's a wonderful writer. He's the only one that gives you pen descriptions of all the various characters or the scene. He sets the scene again and again. You don't have to stretch. You don't have to reach wondering what did it look like or how does so-and-so act. He tells you.
But if this is a lens to his time, how does it reflect to ours?
Well, one thing it shows us is that the ideal, the holy grail of education was and has been our primary objective from the very beginning, from well before the Declaration of Independence. And remains so. And we see that we're falling down on the job. It's not the faults of our students, our young people, that they don't know any history. It's our faults. We're not doing a good job. We have to think anew how our teachers are educated. Most of the people teaching history, for example, in our schools, public schools, nationwide, are not history majors. They've never been history majors. Many of them have never had any history in their whole curriculum.
So this
is also true of people who are teaching biology or teaching other things. We're teaching them to be teachers. We're teaching them education, but they don't know a subject. All of the great teachers you know from your own experience love the material. There was a great woman at the University of Pittsburgh named Margaret McFarlane who said that the essence of all teaching is attitude, and that attitude is caught, not taught. If the students sense that this teacher up there, she really loves this science experiment, they're going to catch that. If the teacher in front of the room is just going through the motions, following a lesson plan, and is bored stiff, the student gets that, and the student is bored stiff.
Well, but how do we get from mechanical holding young people in place until we let them out to imbuing people with how important and exciting and impassioned the lessons of history are?
Tell stories. You tell stories. It's the way you teach history. Very simple. History is the most interesting subject imaginable for this very basic reason that it's about people. It's about life. There's no such thing, if you want to wish to put it this way, no such thing as the past. Nobody ever walked around, you know, Jefferson, Adams, they didn't walk around saying, oh, isn't this curious, living in the past? Aren't we quaint? Aren't we picturesque? It was a present. It was their present. The difference is it was their present, not our present. And why limit yourself in life to just knowing the experience of your own relatively brief time, your biological clock? History, among other things, is a source, as Adams said about poetry, a source of pleasure. It's fun. It's interesting. And to deny yourself that experience is like shutting yourself off from music or shutting yourself off from great fiction or drama. It's an extension, an enlargement, if you will, of the experience of being alive.
And we are deeply grateful that you have shared the experience of a number of lives, most recently John Adams. We'll be waiting for the next one.
Thanks so much.
We thank David McCullough for refreshing both our sense of what greatness entails and the importance of history for all of us. I'm Paula Gordon. I wish you well. ¶¶